have always wanted to swim on the back of a dolphin. But it's illegal, so I haven't. But would you believe that I have swum on the back of a shark? It's not illegal, because who'd do it? This was about 25 years ago. I was in my early 20s. It's a liar's challenge, fella. Well, anyway, Dr. Captain Pat, that's what we got to call her when she's on the boat. Dr. Captain Pat decided she was going to teach me how to scallop in St. Joseph Bay. I wasn't too keen on the idea. They'd just pulled out a 16-foot shark from St. Joseph Bay. But she was quick to assure me. The sharks don't go on the scallop beds, she said. The sharks don't like the grassy areas, she said. And besides, had I ever heard of a scalloper being bit by the shark? Now, I got to say that's true. You've never heard of that. And so I went and bought my regulation scallop gear, and I became a Port St. Joe Bay scalloper. Now, we'd been doing this 3 or 4 years when one particular year, it was a pretty slack and low year for scallops. Old Mr. Presnell used to say that scallops go on a 7-year cycle, and we were at the 7th or the down year. The only people that were catching scallops were those that would go out near the channel and dive in the deeper 6 to 8 foot holes. Now, I was younger back then. I had more stamina. I had plenty of hot air, so I figured we can do this. And we got some information from Captain Clint Moore. He had told us about where a scallop hole was, and he said he'd leave an X to mark the spot. Well, we never found that X, but we found a likely spot with our depth finders. GPS hadn't been invented yet, and I threw over the anchor. I started getting on my scallop gear. I pulled on my jeans, pulled on a long-sleeved shirt and tied it in a knot at my bosoms, put on my flippers, spit in my mask, rinsed it out, and then I picked up 2 4-pound diver's weights. One went in my right pocket, one went in my left pocket. You see, back then, I had a mass distribution problem. Bubble butt, some inelegantly called it. My butt, well, it just floated. And if I didn't have those weights in my pockets, I couldn't get down under the water. These days, as I've matured, my mass is redistributed, and now I only need 2-pound weights in either pockets to help me get down. Well, anyway, I was ready. Jumped off the side of the boat, and yeah, we were in about 6-7 feet of water. And it was a perfect day. The sun was straight overhead, the water was clear as could be, and best of all, we had hit the mother lode. There were more scallops arrayed in front of me than Easter eggs on the presidential lawn at the Easter egg hunt. Well, I took a deep breath, flipped myself upside down, and with the help of those weights, went under, and I started picking up those scallops. I could get about 10 scallops at the time before I'd have to resurface and get some air. Dive and scoop, dive and scoop. Well, after a little while, I was floating at the top of the water, kind of just watching the little fishes and the crabs swim by, catching my breath. And I noticed these two about 18-inch long fish that kept circling me. They had kind of a flat head with suckers on them. I knew what they were. They were a remora, sucker fish. You know, they attach themselves to the bottom of a big fish, and when that big fish catches something, they snatch the little tibbets that fall from its mouth. Well, I guess my jeans must have looked like a fish's skin because they kept on rubbing up against me and trying to attach themselves, and I kept batting them away. You know, never one time did I think about where their host fish might be. Well, anyway, I went back to diving and scooping, diving and scooping. And then I had to pee. Do you notice how you gotta pee 3 times more when you're in the water than when you're on dry land? And I just can't pee in a horizontal floating position. I gotta get vertical. So I let my flippers pull me into an upright position, and I didn't notice that I'd floated over a sand bed. I don't know if it was the warm current flowing from me or if my flippers disturbed the sand, but all of a sudden, something erupted from the sand like a torpedo, shot through my legs, skimmed my belly, snagged the knot at my bosoms, about yanked my arm out of my socket as it took off with my scallop bag. Unfortunately, it took off with me too, because my handle was trapped in my scallop bag. I instinctively wrapped my legs around the great body. My heels found two fins on the back that I pressed against, and I grabbed the run in front of me, and I realized I was on the back of a shark, and we were headed to the Gulf of Mexico. Dr. Captain Pat said she'd been up in the boat looking my way when all of a sudden my snorkel had taken off like the periscope of a Japanese submarine. And then I breached the water, right hand flopping back and forth like a drunken rodeo rider. We went under again. Luckily, that 6-foot hole wasn't very wide, so we're in mostly 4 feet of water, and I could catch a breath from time to time. Now, I won't tell you I was having many coherent thoughts. Most of it was let go or hold on, and, well, letting go posed two problems. One, my hand was still stuck in the scallop bag, and the second was, if I let go, I'd still be in the water with a mighty ticked-off shark. Well, gradually, though, I kind of discovered something. I discovered I could steer that shark somewhat. You see, if I pulled real hard on the scallop bag and I stuck my left flipper out, I could start turning that shark, and we could turn back toward the boat. Only problem was it meant I was looking at one of the meanest, blackest eyes you've ever seen in your life. But I kept the pressure up, and we started turning back toward the boat. At one point, I heard shouting. I risked a glance to see Dr. Captain Pat up on the bow of the boat. She was twirling a rope she'd formed into a lasso. Who was she going to lasso, me or the shark? She yelled, "Raise your hands!" I thought, yeah, right. I just kept up the pressure. The shark started circling the boat in an ever-decreasing spiral. And kind of like breaking a horse, it was beginning to tire and slow down. It was bucking and twisting and turning, trying to throw me off less and less. We were near the top of the water, so most of my body was out of the water. And at one point, I felt so much in control, I dropped the snorkel from my mouth and I yelled, "Yeehaw!" Well, we finally got close enough to the boat that I launched myself off those back fins, catapulted over the side, and belly flopped onto the deck. The last we saw of that shark, he was headed to the tip of the peninsula with my scallop bag still in his mouth. Now, you'd think that'd put me off scalloping, but it didn't. I love to scallop, and you'll find me in St. Joseph Bay every scallop season. But I have 3 scalloping rules that I live by. You'd be wise to live by these too. Number 1, never scallop in any more than 4 feet of water. Number 2, if you see an unattached remora, get out of the water. And number 3, never pee on a sand bed.